with the power of conviction in your spirit, you will call upon that name sevenfold. And when you finish calling upon that name sevenfold, you begin to pray like this. When you say, Jesus, 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 arise! Spoil my spoilers. Are you ready now? Are you ready now? How many times are you shouting that name? Then what is the prayer after it? Spoil my spoil in the name of Jesus. Are you ready now? Open your mouth and call upon me. That's right. Masekapala kantia. Ribosopola kaya boshende rabokonta. The spoilers must be spoiled. In the name of Jesus. The spoilers must be spoiled. Aha, 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 aha. In Jesus' name we pray. You will now call your own name. Your own name. Daniel, hear the word of the Lord. Your problems must surrender. Can I hear you shouting that loud and clear? In the name of Jesus, command the problems to surrender. They must surrender. In the name of Jesus. They must surrender. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. This next prayer, the manifestation will start before you leave this place. And the manifestation will start today, 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 today. Every power blocking my laughter. Can I hear you shouting this louder? Catch fire! In the name of Jesus, set them ablaze by the fire of the Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus, set them ablaze. In Jesus' name we pray. There are some sisters in this meeting this morning. The enemy has planted an evil thing inside your womb. If you lay your right hand upon that place now, the angel of God by your side will lay his own hands on your hand. And by the time we count seven, their own surgery will start. And as the surgery starts, anything can happen. That's right. One, two, three, four, five, six. And that's number seven. That's right. Something is happening here. Those things are disappearing. They're disappearing. They're disappearing. Yes. Every plantation of darkness in the body is catching fire now. All the pain in the chest, the pain in the breast, the pain in the bone, the suspicious pain in the heart, Right now, they have lost their authority to say. Something has happened to one woman over there. That's right. Yes. Check it very well. Check it well. That growth in the womb has vanished. That's right. Thank you, Jesus. I have a word for somebody here. You came to this meeting with fear in your heart because of a clinical prophecy that you have received. I have a word to you from heaven that the man who has the final say, who is the Almighty, has canceled the clinical prophecy. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Now with a loud voice, shout this loud and clear. Where is the Lord God of Elijah? Arise! Silence my enemies. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and declare it. Command them to be silent. In the name of Jesus. Silence them. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. They must be silenced. Aha. In Jesus' name we pray. Some persons are here. It is sad, but it is true. Your greatest headache in life is parental witchcraft. Right there where you are. That which has been planted into your body to demote and to harass you is coming out now. That's number one. Number two. Number three. Number four. Number five. Number six. Number seven. Eight. Nine. Number ten. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. If you are that woman that came here with a big growth in your womb that has now disappeared, don't allow the enemy to put it back. Find a way quickly to the altar. And if you are that person too, you have a suspicious growth in your body that has just vanished, don't let the enemy put it back. Find a way to the altar very quickly now. Seven more prayers to pray before you sit down. The year is drawing to a close, and we need to pray even more. Can I have somebody shouting this at the top of his or her voice after me? Every gang up to disgrace me. Scatter! In the name of Jesus. Gang up to disgrace me. Be scattered in the name of Jesus. Be scattered in the name of Jesus. Be scattered in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Oh God, arise! And let those who hate me be put to shame. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and begin to declare it. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Say, my blessings. Hear the word of the Lord. Do not pass me by. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and declare it. Do not pass me by. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Oh God of Elijah, Allah, trouble my trouble. In the name of Jesus, let the God of Elijah arise. Trouble my trouble, trouble my trouble. Makatesa telekeyaba. Ribosaponda kentia. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Say, I cancel the voice of weeping. I cancel the voice of tragedy. By fire. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and begin to cancel it. Thank you, Jesus. 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 In Jesus' name we pray. Say, every satanic end of the year activity. Can you say that loud and clear? I am not your candidate. In the name of Jesus. Satanic end of the year activity. I am not your candidate. Kill it now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Agents of bad luck, I am not your candidate. Can I hear the sisters shouting this loud and clear? Brothers, let your voice roar like thunder. Everybody together now. In the name of Jesus, deal with the agents of bad luck. Thank you, Jesus. 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 In Jesus' name we pray. I have a strange word from heaven to somebody here. I don't know the person who is concerned. The word comes to you like this. Lord said, I should tell you that like Zechariah, you will defeat age. And the Lord shall visit you by fire. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Say this loud and clear. Power of stagnation. Power of frustration. You are a liar. Death. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Father, we thank you for a time like this. All the testimonies that have happened this morning, and the signs and wonders, and the ones that are happening right now, and the ones that will happen before we leave this place, and the ones that will happen after we leave this place, I cover them with the blood of Jesus. Affliction will never arise again in the name of Jesus. I decree by the decree of heavens that any problem that has made the mistake of following anyone here today, we bury them alive. In the name of Jesus. That which the enemy says you will not achieve, you will achieve it by fire. Every agent of impossibility assigned against your life, I command them to be scattered in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Two more prayers before you sit down. Those of us at the front, God bless you. At the appropriate time, we shall call you to come and testify. So you may go back to your seat now. Later, we'll call you. When we call you, you come out at that time. Your miracle is permanent in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Every satanic plan to dry me up, I dry you up. Can I hear the sister saying this? Is that the loudest sister can say? Brothers, let me hear you shouting it loud and clear. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and declare it. In Jesus' name we pray. Raise one hand to the heavens. It is important that you do so. And shout this louder than anyone around you. In fact, if you can borrow the voice of that person next to you, you should do so. Oh God, arise! And raise unexpected helpers for me. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and declare. That's right. Raise unexpected helpers for me. Raise them for me, raise them for me. Makapota Sante Yaboshanda. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Shout it loud, hallelujah. Let's have a seat. God bless you. Twenty-one ways to provoke divine vengeance. 21 ways to provoke divine vengeance. Can I hear the sister say what I said? Is that the loudest the sisters can talk? Brothers, can we hear you talking? In Luke chapter 18, verse 1.
Luke chapter 18, verse 1. Luke 18, 1. And he spake a parable unto them to this end, that men ought always to pray and not to faint, saying, there was in a city a judge which feared not God, neither regarded man. And there was a widow in that city, and she came unto him, saying, avenge me of my adversary. Avenge me of my adversary. The prayer of that widow is a call for divine vengeance. Avenge me of my adversary. Can I hear somebody saying that? Say, oh God, arise and avenge me of my adversary. Say it again loud and clear. Say it again loud and clear. Let your voice roar like thunder. Avenge me of my adversary. Very powerful prayer indeed. We don't know what they did to that widow, but he wanted God to fight for her. I see somebody in this meeting this morning. Your God shall arise by thunder and fire and begin to fight for you. He will fight for you. He will fight for you. He will fight for you. In the name of Jesus. In Romans chapter 12. Romans chapter 12. Verse 19. Romans 12:19. Dearly beloved, avenge not yourselves, but rather give place unto wrath. For it is written, vengeance is mine, I will repay, saith the Lord. Vengeance is mine, I will repay, saith the Lord. Note that scripture too. Who is the owner of vengeance? The Lord. Now in the book of Isaiah. Isaiah chapter 61. This message of this month will bring chaos to the camp of the enemy of somebody here. Isaiah 61. Verse 1. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me. Because the Lord has anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He has sent me to bind the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to them that are bound. And look at verse 2 very well. To proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord, and the day of vengeance of our God. To proclaim the day of vengeance of our God. What is vengeance? Vengeance means infliction of injury. Violent revenge. Vengeance is retaliation for another's act. A counter blow. Retaliation for wrong done. That's what we mean by vengeance. The second point is this. God is a God of vengeance. God says, vengeance is mine, I will repay. The vengeance of God is for justice, punishment, paying back, balancing the scales of right and wrong, righteous and holy anger. God's vengeance is his response to sin and rebellion. Vengeance and punishment of the wicked is God's right. God cannot and will not let the wicked go unpunished. Now whom 1:3 tells us, the law will not at all acquit the wicked. It will not leave the guilty to go unpunished. That's the second point. Third point is this. Vengeance is God's domain, not ours. Vengeance is His. That's why it says, you shall keep your peace and I will do the fighting. There is somebody here this morning. I said by fire and by thunder, your God shall arise and fight for you. He shall 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 fight for you. In the name of Jesus. I want you to know that sometimes when there is no war, there cannot be peace. I want you to understand that the only language the enemy understands is violence. I also want you to understand that in most cases, your breakthrough is not guaranteed until the Lord brings vengeance upon the enemy. When the Bible says, suffer not a witch to live, it means don't allow its activity to destroy your life. You destroy the activity. Silence that witchcraft power. Kill it. The best defense, sometimes beloved, is attack. And by the one principle which never changes in spiritual warfare, which you want to employ this morning, is the principle of, if you don't stop them, they will stop you. The God we serve is a jealous God, and He will proclaim the day of vengeance for somebody today. That will go against all the powers of your enemies and give you all the breakthroughs you need. This is what I'm trying to explain to you in a nutshell. A lot of testimonies, a lot of breakthroughs, a lot of signs and wonders can only manifest after the divine vengeance of the Lord has been visited on the enemy. In most cases, until the power blocking your breakthrough has been removed, your breakthrough is not guaranteed. How do you secure divine vengeance? How do you provoke divine vengeance? I want to quickly explain now, before we begin to pray, that the kind of prayers that will cause chaos in the camp of the enemy. Key number one, that you must file a petition to the court of heaven. Take your case to the court of heaven. File a petition against those powers that have decided that you will not laugh. File a petition against those powers that are militating against your breakthrough. File a petition. Sometimes someone will say, bring out your prayer letters here. That is one way of filing a petition. I see somebody here this morning. The petition you have been filing as Palm of Change and Service here shall receive instant answers today. In the name of Jesus. Key number two. Report the powers troubling your Israel to God. Report them to the Almighty. Talk to God the way I'm talking to you now. Say, Father, I'm your child. And I've come to you. Look at what they did. 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 That was what the apostles did in the Bible. They reported those who were persecuting them to God. Say, Father, look at these people. They say we should not preach. And they are threatening us. Say, Lord, behold their threatening. They reported them to God. Point number three. Declare war against those forces. Declare war against them. Issue a battle cry against them. The psalmist says, I hate them that hate the Lord. I hate them with perfect hatred.
Point number four. Request for instant divine intervention. Request for instant divine intervention. Can somebody raise up his or right hand and say, Father! Father! Intervene by fire in my affairs. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and begin to say that. As for that divine intervention, in Jesus' name we pray. Key number five. Pray from the bottom of your heart. There is prayer from the mouth. There is prayer from the tongue. But pray from the bottom of your heart. God will not reject any prayer that comes from the bottom of your heart. Six. Pray with violent faith and holy expectancy. Pray with violent faith and holy expectancy. Seven. Pray with the spirit of enough is enough. That is, you are praying desperately with the spirit that is divinely dissatisfied. Eight. Request for divine judgment against your opposers. Just like the widow said, avenge me of my adversaries. Now, ask for a display of the supernatural. A display of the supernatural. Ten. Ask for signs and wonders that will mesmerize your enemies. We're talking about provoking divine vengeance. And the reason for this teaching, because there are so many people gathered here this morning who are so close to the edge of their breakthrough, but that at that edge stood a barrier. You need to provoke the vengeance of God upon that barrier, and the barrier must give way. 11. Engage in violent cry. You provoke divine vengeance by crying unto God. The Bible says, in the day that I cry, then shall my enemies turn back. Say, this I know, for God is with me. 12. Become a praise addict. Offer violent praises to God. Psalm 149 tells us, say, let the high praises of God be in your mouth to execute vengeance. So your praise will execute vengeance on your behalf. By the time Paul and Silas started in the prison, there was pandemonium. 13. Develop stubborn and adamant faith. That faith is a trigger for divine vengeance. Fourteen. Open wide your mouth. The Bible says, open wide your mouth and I will fill it. It means pray big prayers. Don't pray small prayers. Pray big ones. 15. Pronounce the curse of God. God curses. God pronounced a curse on the serpent in the Bible. God told Abraham, those who bless you are blessed, those who curse you are cursed. There is somebody here today. The curse of God will fall upon all your enemies. In the name of Jesus. Jesus cursed the fig tree. So when you begin to pronounce the curse of God, you provoke divine vengeance. You provoke divine vengeance. I know there is somebody here today. When you begin to speak the words of fire and power upon your stubborn opposers, they shall melt away. 16. Long, pray for long in tongues. When you have received the baptism of the Holy Ghost, settle down, pray for a long time in tongues. Engage in midnight battles. 12 midnight. Take up your prayers and praises and start. 18. Pray using the blood of Jesus. Pray by the blood of Jesus. The Bible says they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb. 19. Use the weapon of testimony. Count your blessings. Count your blessings. Talk to God about them. And you'll be amazed how those blessings you are counting, the testimonies you are giving, will bring victory to your life. Make sacrificial offering. To give a sacrificial offering, it provokes divine vengeance against your enemies. And the last but not the least, fight like the psalmist. David was a man after God's heart. He was the man with the prophetic anointing, kingly anointing, warrior anointing. He was the man with the worship anointing, prayer anointing, priestly anointing, deliverance anointing. So David understood warfare. And he fought spiritual enemies. He dealt with Goliath. He dealt with the Philistines. He subjected all around him. He subjected all his enemies to shame. Read your Bible well. David never lost battles. It is therefore beneficial for us to pick lessons from his prayers. If you are pursued by Goliath, you need this prayer of David. You are pursued by a Saul-like enemy, you need the prayer of David. You are a king, but you are still a servant now. You need the psalmist's prayer. You are on the hit list of the enemy. You need the prayer of the psalmist. You are overpowered by a network of witchcraft. You need the prayer of the psalmist. You are surrounded by all kinds of witchcraft, household, envious witchcraft, and you are in deep waters of trouble. You need the prayer of the psalmist. You want to rewrite your destiny? You need the prayer of the psalmist. You are pursued by death? You need the prayer of the psalmist. You are facing impossible situations? You need the prayer of the psalmist. You are fishing and catching nothing in the ocean of life? You need the prayer of the psalmist. You are suffering from stubborn sicknesses? You need the prayer of the psalmist. When you start the psalmist prayer, confusion comes into the camp of your enemies. Your enemies will rise up and be destroying themselves. Because of all prayers that provokes divine vengeance, the psalmist prayer is number one. For example, when the psalmist says, like the chaff before the wind, O God, arise and drive away every enemy of my life. When somebody begins to pray that prayer, if you know what a chaff is and the wind, you know, once the wind starts, the chaff has no chance at all. Once you begin to pray that kind of prayer, the wicked that is working against you cannot rest again. They can't settle anymore. That strange man will not stabilize. The enemy will keep moving from bus stop to bus stop, bus stop to bus stop. Because you have said, like chaff before the wind. The psalmist will be the one who will pray. Like the way of the wicked should perish. When you say the way should perish, they will find it so difficult to locate their ways. It's the psalmist that said, he that sitteth in the heaven shall laugh them to scorn. That is, the enemies will ridicule themselves. I prophesy for somebody here. You shall love your enemies to scorn. You shall love them to scorn. You shall love them to scorn. In the name of Jesus. It's the psalmist who we pray. O Lord, smite my enemies upon their cheekbones. That is, when their cheekbone is smashed, the evil words they are speaking to you is rendered impotent. Oh Lord, break the teeth of the ungodly. That means, oh God, neutralize their biting weapons. So when you want to provoke divine vengeance, you pray like the psalmist. If you have the book Prayer In, there is a section there called The Aggressive Prayer of the Psalmist. When you start that one, vengeance will be provoked against your enemies. What do I now do? You need to repent. You need to become an enemy of God. You need to cease becoming an enemy of God. You need to become a friend of the Almighty. You need to separate yourself. And then you need to prepare your war against the enemy. And that's why we're here this morning. To provoke divine vengeance. If you pray the prayer of this morning here, and for some reason you lose your voice, nothing to worry about. The voice will come back. But if you keep quiet and you leave the enemy to continue, then the ball is in your court. Rise up on your feet now, beloved. Rise up on your feet. All eyes closed. But before you can pray any prayer of divine vengeance, you need to surrender your life to Jesus. So wherever you are in this auditorium, I'm here to help you. Say, Pastor, I want to pray this kind of prayers. I want to surrender my life to Jesus. Wherever you are, I'm just going to count 10 for you to come to the altar here or any of the two altars. Because we don't have time. If you are not at the front at the count of 10, I believe that maybe you don't want to surrender your life to Jesus. And you want this rage of the enemy to continue. So if you are here today, say, Pastor, yes, I want to surrender my life to Jesus. Wherever you are, get up from your seat. Come to the front here, or go to any of the altars. And that's at the count of 10. After 10, we'll stop. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Seven, eight, nine, Best of you at the front, at the altars, I congratulate you. Just bow down your heads and say what I'm going to say after me. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I come before you now. Lord Jesus, come into my life. Take control of my life. As from today, I say bye-bye to the devil. I enter into the kingdom of light. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. I'm going to pray with you now. Father, I thank you for your children here who have taken this most important decision. I pray that you keep them standing by your power. You lay your hands upon their lives. The decision they've taken today, let it be permanent in their lives. In Jesus' name. Amen. Those of you at the front and at the altars, I congratulate you. The counselors will speak to you there and give you instructions. The rest of us, let's remain standing on our feet now. Everyone remain standing now. On your feet now. And confess any sin in your life to the Lord. Bow down your heads and confess your sins to the Lord. Any sin that will strengthen the enemy against you. Ask him to forgive you. Jesus is here. His power is in this place. He has never failed. He will never fail. Says, if your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. As white. In my heart, oh God, make it ever new. Change my heart, oh God, may I be like you. Change my heart, oh God, make it. Change my heart, oh, oh, may I be like you. Change my heart, oh, oh, make it ever new. Change my heart, oh, may I be right. Change my heart, oh God. Change my heart, oh God. Make it ever. Change my heart, oh God. May I. Change my heart, change my heart, oh, oh. Make it ever. Change my heart, oh, oh. Change my heart, oh God. Change my heart, oh, make it ever, make it ever new. Change my heart, oh, may I be right. Change my heart, oh, change my heart. Make it ever new. Make my heart grow. May I be right. Amen. Listen to me carefully. We have two sessions of prayer to pray. It will be a tragedy if you leave this holy ground without completing those two sections of prayer. Those of you who are fond of rushing away from the presence of the Lord, this is not the day to rush that rush. Because you might end up not finishing the battle. You leave this place when we've done the second set of prayers. Don't be in a rush to get out from the presence of the Lord. Amen. The first two prayers I want you to pray. They are prayers asking for divine vengeance. Immediately we start. The miracle power of God will begin to move from person to person. Not only that, those who are being pursued by stubborn enemies, the enemies that are pursued like Pharaoh, today will be their expiry dates. Not only that, as we are praying these two prayers, those who have been hearing strange voices, the voices have been silenced. Those who have serpents programmed into their body moving about, the serpents are jump out. Those who have problems with their breasts, the arrow fired into your breast shall backfire. Those who have been suffering under the shadow of the valley of death, and the spirit of death has been pursuing them, they will be instantly delivered. There are those who are under the burden of debt. Pray this prayer well, and you shall receive the miracle of canceled debt. As you pray this prayer, that those the enemy is attacking their head, attacking their heart, attacking their breathing, attacking their academics, attacking their business, attacking their children, attacking their projects. These two prayers, when you pray from the bottom of your heart, they are enough to get you results. Sisters, can you say this prayer after me loud and clear? Say, with terrible speed. Oh God, alive! Send vengeance in my favor. Can I hear the sisters? What a pity. And the sisters, they need this prayer more. And look at the way they are talking. Can I hear the sisters roaring like thunder? Brothers, let me hear you roaring like fire. Everybody together now. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and decree it. Masepunde kaya boshente raba. Yes. Aha, aha, aha. Thank you, Jesus. 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 In Jesus' name we pray. You that cancer on the body, I command you to dry up now. In the name of Jesus. That baby that has been stolen away from the womb by witchcraft, I command you to come back to that womb now. In the name of Jesus. Every handshake of darkness that they have used to remove your wealth, that person over there, I shake off the evil hand,
shake in the name of Jesus.
Receive your healing now. In the name of Jesus.
Stretch your right hand towards this altar.
Say, my hand. You are my instruments of labor. It is written that I will lay my hands on the sick, and the sick shall recover. The anointing for uncommon recovery. The anointing of fire. Fall upon my hands now. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus.
Lay that hand on any part of your body that has sickness in it.
And keep it there. Then you will pray this prayer with fire and with power. Every prophet of doom, assigned against me, scatter in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and scatter the prophet of doom. Scatter the prophet of doom. In Jesus' name we pray. Check your body now. Check it up very, very well. That's right. Look at what is happening over there. That's right. Yes. The power cooking your eyes in witchcraft over. And turning your intestine upside down. They have been disgraced now. The problem in the heart has been resolved by the power of God. Check your body now. Once you notice that you have been healed, come forward very quickly. Don't let the enemy put the sickness back. And those of us who have come forward before, come forward too now. This is the time to come forward. This next bit of prayers, they are not gentle prayers at all. Say, day of vengeance of the Lord. Can I hear you shouting loud and clear? Allah! Fight for me! Can I hear you shouting that loud and clear? Let your voice roar like thunder! In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and begin to declare it now. Day of vengeance of the Lord, arise and fight. Arise and fight, arise and fight, arise and fight. Mosateke ya boshende rabokonte raba. Jesus' name we pray. I have some words of prophecy for some people here. That sister over there, the Lord said I should tell you that that strange woman that has taken your name to the native doctor, within the next 24 hours shall be visited by the fire of God. That's right. have a word for somebody here. The Lord has opened uncommon doors of uncommon breakthroughs unto you. I have a word for another person here. Right now, your enemies are laughing at you. And they think that they have won. But in a twinkling of an eye, you shall laugh last over them. Because there'll be a change. 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 Makata sopola kaya bushendera basantia. Aha. 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 I have a word for somebody here. Right now, the enemy has programmed all your children to disgrace you. But that decision of the witchcraft coven has been reversed. Thank you, Jesus. Now the next three prayers. Pray the way you have never prayed at Farmers Change Hands before. And immediately those prayers start, diverse kinds of miracles will begin to happen here. So every problem attached to my family name, in the name of Jesus. That's right. Makato sopola kaya boshende raba. Ribo soponde kaya boshente raba kopola baraba. Mana ribo sopola kaya boko shente raba santia. Deke tende rabo sopola ba. Lakantanda rabo sopola ba. Open your mouth, open your mouth, open your mouth. Jesus is here. Aha. In Jesus' name we pray. I told you. Say, every occultic power holding down my testimony. You are a liar. Death. In the name of Jesus. Masetake shentera basanda. Aha, aha, aha. Jesus' name we pray. Lord, I decree upon all your children who are here right now, and anyone here that has been pursued by stubborn enemies, let the vengeance of the Lord be visited upon that pursuer. In the name of Jesus. Beginning from now, the powers that have said you will not marry, the powers that have said you will not have children, the power that have said you will not prosper, the power that have said you will suffer, let the divine vengeance of the Lord be visited upon them now. In the name of Jesus, receive your breakthrough.
receive it, 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 receive it,
in the name of Jesus. Every power from the waters, every power from the forest, every power from the heavens, troubling the destiny of anyone here, be arrested now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Father, I thank you for your children at the front here. I cover their miracles with the blood of Jesus. Affliction will not rise again in your life in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' name we pray. You may go back to your seat now, but if you have a testimony to give, just stay here. Don't go away with your testimony. Share it with them so that the enemy will not bring the problem back. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Now, point your hand to the ground. Moses decreed that the earth should swallow Korah, Dathan, and Abiram. And it happened. The earth fought for Moses. You will say this loud and clear. Oh, earth! Hear the word of the Lord! Swallow my oppressors in the name of Jesus. Swallow my oppressors in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Say thank you, Jesus. Shout it loud and clear.